You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin is still trying to figure out how to teach fractions in a kinder, gentler way to his daughter.
And a very good morning to you all. Now, you may remember last week I was on the horns of a dilemma, and a very painful thing that can be, I might add. Here was my predicament. My daughter needed help with her math, so I intervened, and now she can solve the problem, but only by following the formula, quote-unquote, to get to the answer. In this case, she's working with adding fractions, where the number below the line is different with both fractions. Like, for example, you're adding a half plus a fifth. So we arrived at the point whereby she could now probably do this problem because she knows how to lay it out. You multiply this by this, and then you put that up there, and finally you add those two bits, and voila. Okay, you'll get the correct answer. And she seems to be reasonably happy with that. The trouble is, just like I said last week, if you showed her a quarter of a pizza, well, she couldn't tell you for sure what it actually was. And she had no inclination to work with actual fraction pieces in the real world. So what do you do? Do you leave well alone, or do you try to show her that the actual numbers mean something in the real world and how you actually arrive at the answer? Do you try to explain, or like, do you just go with the old math? It was good enough for us, wasn't it? Or do you go with this newfangled math where understanding is critical? Well, fortunately for me, I had come that day from a presentation on education in the United States, which showed that the US is currently around 25th in the world in terms of educational attainment. And according to the presenter, this partially has come about as the result of the inability of American students to apply what they have learned to new and unfamiliar settings, which, when you think about it, is pretty important, really. There's no point in being able to solve a problem unless you can then transfer that knowledge and understanding to new and unfamiliar problems. So I take my kid back to the kitchen table to the pizza slices and I show her. I say, look, half a pizza, right? You can put 3 1/6 slices down on top of it and it's exactly the same. There's a third of a pizza. You put 2 1/6 slices down on top of it, and that's exactly the same. So now you've got 2/6 plus 3/6, which will make 5/6. Well, cue the light bulb going off. Oh, now I get it. That's what we call the lowest common denominator. Well, from there on, it was a lot easier to work with her. The fact that the numbers actually meant something in the real world never really occurred to her at all. Or maybe it did, and she forgot. I don't know. And I certainly don't hold her teachers responsible here, because as a parent, I must take some responsibility too. But the point is, she understood what she was doing. So she raced back to the computer and she started doing problems that were posed on this website. And every time she finished one of the problems, she'd then key in the answer and then I'd hear it. Yes! The computer would confirm that she was right. And nothing within the learning environment really promotes that sort of response. Nothing except math. So it was great to see her off on her newfound understanding of what she was doing. Of course, soon she'll be asking me to help her with her high school math, and 'tis I'll be the one in tears. Until then, until next week at least, talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at LSUS and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyin every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.